AP Radio News. Hi, Diane Kepley. Snow plows, blowers, and shovels are all part of life these days throughout the East. While major highways are relatively clear, getting through city streets, suburbs, and other areas is still a challenge. Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser is appealing for patience.
We know that we're going to be dealing with snow all of this week.
In Baltimore, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says snow removal is not simply a matter of just pushing the snow out of the way.
Many of our small streets and even our larger roads, the crews literally need to lift the snow up, put it into dump trucks, and then carry it out of the neighborhoods.
This man in New York City says it was tough trying to get to work today.
I actually managed to get in to work late. I couldn't make it through the snow and the ice as fast as possible, as normally as I would. But, you know, you may gotta manage. This is New York.
Flying anywhere to or from the East is also a challenge. This weekend, nearly 12,000 flights were canceled. Airlines are trying to reschedule. This storm has already been deadly as well. At least 31 people have died in storm-related accidents. Federal government offices in Washington are closed, but the Supreme Court is working. The High Court today announced it will not review lower court rulings that overturned North Dakota's ban on abortion at 6 weeks of pregnancy. The so-called fetal heartbeat law never took effect. Abortion rights supporters had said it was the strictest anti-abortion measure in the country. A former prosecutor has been named to look into whether laws were broken in the Flint, Michigan lead-contaminated water crisis.
Without fear and without favor, this independent investigation will be high performance. And the chips fall where they may.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says his office is also looking into what can be done to prevent Flint residents from being billed for that water. On Wall Street at this hour, another downturn today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 76 points. This is AP Radio News. Economists are feeling pretty glum about the start of 2016. A survey by the National Association for Business Economics says fewer than half the economists questioned expect sales at their firms to rise in the first quarter. That's the smallest proportion since January of 2015. Nearly 20% expect profits to fall, the most in more than a year as well. Syrian peace talks were to begin today in Geneva, and they've been pushed back now to Friday. The UN envoy to Syria says the two sides will not be talking directly with one another to begin with.
That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva III. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
Syrian officials have said they will make no concessions. Opposition figures have complained they're being forced into these talks. The Super Bowl matchups are set. The Denver Broncos will be taking on the Carolina Panthers in the big game. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.